You're listening to SBS News.
A Victorian couple has been found safe and well after spending four nights missing in Victorian bushland. The couple, 60-year-old Trevor Salvado and 58-year-old Jacinta Bohan, were found on Tuesday at Buffalo River, 9 kilometres from where they initially set off. The two were experienced hikers, and Ms. Bohan says they'd walked in the area before.
The track disappeared, or we weren't good at spotting the track, and we think we followed an animal track.
Track rather than a marked track.
And we just got to the wrong spot.
Her partner, Mr. Salvado, says they survived because of their practical response.
Because we just were sensible, we kept calm, we kept rational, and that's what helped us out.
Accidents like these are not uncommon. Edith Cowan University Senior Professor Dr. Edmund Goh estimates more than 300 people have been involved in accidents in Australian national parks over the last 5 years.
There's 685 national parks in Australia, and on average there's about 11 million visitors that goes to national parks here. And it's quite interesting that over the last 5 years or so, there's been a total of about 300 plus incidents that happen to visitors at national parks.
The influx of visitors to Australian national parks has authorities urging people to be prepared. Victoria Search and Rescue Team Sergeant Mark Braun suggests hiking in groups, taking enough food and water, a mobile phone and extra clothing. He says ensuring you've done background research on the hike is also important.
A big thing is obviously to let someone know before they actually get out there. Tell someone where they're going to go. Leave a message with people and do a little bit of research in regards to where they're going. Have a map with them, understand the terrain that they're in, and going with someone else sometimes is often a good thing to do.
Weather is another key factor in staying safe when hiking. Sergeant Braun says changes in the weather often cause issues for hikers.
Particularly in a lot of our outdoor areas where people do go hiking, the weather can change quite quickly. So doing some research in regards to the forecasts that can and what clothing you bring in being prepared for that.
In the event you do get lost in a national park, Dr. Goh says staying visible, calm and practical can help rescue efforts.
Try to travel to higher and open grounds so that the rescue helicopters can see when they fly by. And try not to drop into the trees and lower grounds for shelter, especially because the lower grounds can be quite dense and wet. And always try to be drink lots of water and be hydrated. And look around, make sure you recognize any surroundings and try to start the fire if possible to get some attention and to keep yourself warm.
With all this in mind, Sergeant Braun says that it's important to keep enjoying the activity.
I think it's a worthwhile outdoor pursuit. We encourage people to get outdoors and make the most of it. We're living in an amazing part of Australia. Enjoy it when you go out there. Let someone know before you go and try to be as prepared as you can.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.